you want to be happy today? The Bible says that a happy person finds wisdom and gets understanding, but it warns us that wisdom of this world is foolishness in God's sight. But the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Elizabeth Elliot has spent decades helping women understand the wisdom of the Bible. Welcome to Gateway to Joy. Be challenged to live wisely as you hear once again from your friend, Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot. And I'd like to read for you at this Christmas time something about angels. In Christmas decorations and store windows and on Christmas cards, we often see pictures of angels. And often, those, I would say very often, maybe more often than not, the angels are depicted as female. Well, people who do that haven't really read the Bible, because the Bible nowhere depicts an angel as anything like a woman. I'd like to read you a lovely little piece written by Lucy Shaw, who is a well-known Christian poet, about angels. She starts with quoting Hebrews 1, 17 and 14. He makes his angels winds, flames of fire, ministering spirits. What's it like to meet an angel? Angels, we think of them either as miniature dolls with wings decorating Christmas trees, molded in papier-mâché or plastic, blowing trumpets, strumming lyres, or cupping candles, or as babies, chubby cherubs, gilded and poised in some medieval church building or painting, whimsical, decorative, and harmless. In fact, we almost equate angels with the good fairies in children's stories. But what was it like for any of the people in the Bible who met a real angel? Zechariah in the temple was startled and gripped with fear when Gabriel made his sudden appearance. Mary, a young girl, was greatly troubled. The shepherds on the midnight hillside outside Bethlehem were terrified. In every case in St. Luke's account, the angel needed to calm some degree of human anxiety with the words, "Fear not," or "Don't be afraid," before voicing a momentous message direct from God. This Advent, when we see angels adorning shopping malls, lamp posts, and wrapping paper, remember that these heralds from heaven, angel literally means messenger, don't fit our stereotype. Biblical evidence suggests that angels are large, formidable, brilliant, and immensely powerful. Terrible in that they inspire terror. The Bible calls them ministering spirits, winds, flames of fire, at work for God in our world and beyond, warriors who wage war with Satan's dark angels. In a poem, I once described angels as clean as steel wires, shining as frost, making holiness beautiful, aiming at the will of God like arrows flaming to a target. Angels are never there just to beautify the landscape. They are often our protectors, and always their appearance brings significant news from God that demands human response or action. Mirabile dictu, Lucy has thrown in a little Latin phrase there, which means wonderful to relate. They have been sent to serve those who inherit salvation. Hebrews 1:14. That's us. We're the ones who inherit salvation. So in this time of Advent, watch for angels, not only in the historical drama of the Incarnation, but in our own lives. Be alert for God's surprises, messengers with messages that will startle us out of our complacency. My prayer is, Lord, make us aware of the realities we cannot see. Send your messengers to us today. That's the end of Lucy Shaw's piece. And I want to remind you of how many times angels appear in the Christmas story. An angel, the angel Gabriel, appeared first to Mary in Luke 1:26. Can you picture the scene? A humble Jewish girl in a very humble little home in a little out-of-the-way place called Nazareth. Perhaps she was spinning wool. Perhaps she was sweeping the floor. Who knows what she was doing when suddenly there was this dazzling stranger standing before her. She was troubled, greatly troubled, the scripture says. Then Joseph, a righteous man, who, when he found out that his fiancée, Mary, was pregnant, did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. It's very interesting, isn't it, that Joseph had already assumed responsibility for this girl because he was going to marry her. Betrothal was a very serious business in Bible times, almost as serious as marriage itself, as serious, I would say, as far as the actual commitment, although there was no intimacy until after the marriage. But we're told here, the first thing we know about Joseph, he was a righteous man. He was sensitive, thoughtful, kind. He did not want to expose Mary to public disgrace, even though at that point he could not have helped believing that Mary had been unfaithful to him. And this is why he had it in mind to divorce her quietly. But what happened? An angel appeared, and the angel told him not to be afraid, that that which was conceived in her had been conceived by the Holy Spirit of God. And so he need not fear to take her as his wife. That's in Matthew 1, verse 20, and a few verses following that. And then, you remember, the angels appeared to the shepherds. First of all, one angel. And when I went back to check out this story again, I had forgotten that it was just one angel who came first with a message, and the shepherds were terrified. And then a great company of the heavenly host, presumably angels, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace." So here we are to the fourth manifestation of angels, the great company praising God. It was an angel who appeared to Joseph in a dream, and Joseph then went to Egypt. And again, an angel appeared to him in a dream, telling him to go back now to Israel because Herod is dead. So God got his message across to Joseph twice through angels who came to him in a dream. I can't help wondering which angel it was. Was it Gabriel? We're not given his name. I wonder if it was the same angel each time that appeared to him in a dream. And then in Matthew 2:22, he was told in a dream, and this time I don't think an angel is mentioned. It was just in a dream that he was told that Archelaus, Herod's son, was now reigning. So Joseph was able to go back to Galilee at that time. I've heard some wonderful stories about angels. One of them was from my son-in-law. Way back when he was in his rebellious time, in his early 20s, he had gotten so down, so depressed, that he felt his life was no longer worth living, and he did actually attempt suicide. I can't help being grateful to God, tremendously grateful to God, for his rescue of him, as I'm sure there are many other people that are grateful to God for that too. But he drove his car 100 miles an hour, slammed into a parked car. Both cars burst into flame. There were some bystanders there who said that nobody could possibly have gotten near that car. Well, all we know is somebody pulled that man out of that car. Somebody put him into an ambulance. All he remembers is being in the ambulance and waking up and realizing that his suicide attempt had been a failure. There was an occasion when my father was a little boy. He and a friend were climbing around on a house that was under construction. He walked out onto the end of a board, which he thought was nailed at the other end. When he got out to the end, he discovered that it wasn't nailed, and the board began to move down. There was no way that he was going to be rescued. He was on the second floor. But it was as if an invisible hand pushed that board back again, and he was able to walk back in safety. It's a wonderful thing to realize that God has those ministers, flames of fire, winds, ministering spirits who always do his bidding. We're told that the angels of little children always behold the face of the Father. Isn't that a lovely thought? Thank God for the angels and their protection. Trust God to lead us and to protect us in the ways that he knows are best.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.